Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jessica Van Ruckel, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. People who are very happy, especially those who are happy in the Lord, are not apt to give offense or take offense. Their minds are so sweetly occupied with higher things that they are not easily distracted by the little troubles which naturally arise among such imperfect creatures as we are. Joy in the Lord is the cure for all discord. Charles Spurgeon wrote this way about joy, and it has stuck with me. To be so wrapped up in joy that offenses are neither given nor received places a whole new perspective on life. I want to know his secret. Do you? God's word is my primary source of instruction. It is the first place I turn when I have a question about life and how to live it well. The idea of joy being more than a feeling and outside of our circumstances leads us to examine the life of Paul. The Apostle Paul wrote of joy and authentically lived it despite the repeated and varied difficulties in life. If anyone had reason to complain, grumble, and live a joyless life, it was him. His life before surrendering to the Lord was one bent on a violent protection of God's law through the persecution of the disciples of Jesus Christ. His life after meeting Jesus on the road to Damascus led him to experience beatings, shipwrecks, and persecution. He writes about joy in the book of Philippians from prison and possible execution. Paul's joy came from confidence that God was in control of his life, not from a sunny optimism or a positive mental attitude. A life in fellowship and companionship with Jesus triumphs over all adverse circumstances. Joy is not an indifference to circumstances, but it is recognizing that all difficulties can be avenues for us to experience the victory Jesus promised in John chapter 16, verse 33. This reads, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." We can have this promise even when, as the psalmist says in chapter 30, verse 5, that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy is a key theme in Philippians and is a central part of our spiritual salvation and personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Emotional happiness depends on outward circumstances, but joy is inner peace and delight. Joy finds its foundation on God's immeasurable love, peace, and hope because of what Jesus did for us. Today's Bible verse is a command to rejoice in the Lord always, not when the sky is blue and all is well in our lives, but always. It is the blessing which flows from our relationship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11 says this, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." The Greek word for joy means calm delight. This is a strong inner sense of gladness that is not based on circumstances, but it is based on the love, grace, blessings, promises, and nearness of God that belongs to those who follow Jesus Christ. In Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, joy is one of the fruits of the spirits listed. These fruits, including joy, result from a God-centered, spiritually focused lifestyle that reflects the evidence of the Holy Spirit at work. Godly character is produced and developed as Christians allow the Holy Spirit to direct and influence their life. We can and must practice the character qualities of the fruit of the Spirit over and over again, including joy. Joy recognizes that adverse situations under the Lord's hand serve to make us mature, more like Christ, and to truly know the power of God to overcome. We maybe not necessarily overcome our situations and circumstances, but we can overcome the inward struggles of doubt, despair, jealousy, hopelessness, joylessness, envy, enmity, and the like. The secret to this kind of joy is found through abiding in Christ. John chapter 15, verse 11 says this, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." You see, Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. And we will bear fruit such as joy when we stay connected to him through a commitment to live for him. Let's pray. Holy God, you are mighty to save. You reach out to pull us out from the depths of despair and to place our feet on solid ground. We are facing some difficult circumstances and joy seems gone. Restore joy to us as we abide in you. Help us to recognize, like the Apostle Paul did, that you are in control and can be trusted to bring us contentment, strength, and peace. We rejoice in you. You are great, and we are worthy, and you are worthy to be praised. We praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.